Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Munganast Alton Toyota. We work on all makes and models. Toyota makes the cars. Munganast makes the difference. Vehicle knocks down power pole in Alton overnight. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. A vehicle knocked down a power pole at College and Monterey Avenue in Alton at around 2 a.m. early Monday. A red vehicle suffered major damage. Seven homes on Monterey lost power due to the incident. Alton police and fire responded to the scene along with Ameren. The vehicle was towed from the scene while Ameren crews were able to set up and repair the damage, restoring power to those Monterey residents. No other information was available about the accident or the status of the driver at the time of this report. Illinois Representative Michael Madigan has announced that he is suspending his campaign for the Speaker of the House position that he's held for nearly four decades. The first round of voting for Speaker of the House post was held Sunday in a closed caucus meeting. Madigan fell short of receiving the 60 votes needed for another term. Madigan issued a statement to the press that said, "This is not a withdrawal. I've just suspended my campaign for Speaker." A total of 51 House Democrats did vote for Michael Madigan to stay in his Speaker of the House position. A recent Village of Godfrey stimulus voucher check delivery to Bakers and Hale was just what they needed to push through the holidays and the start of 2021. Kelsey Baker Walden, one of Baker and Hale's owners, said Godfrey Mayor Mike McCormick, the Village of Godfrey board, and John Hentrick, owner of Riverbender.com, thought outside of the box with the voucher program, and it's been big. And it has had big results for not only her business, but others who participated throughout Godfrey. She said, "We aren't trying to buy too many things that are frozen or stand up in a freezer. We definitely try to serve the healthy side of food. I like to eat clean, and most everything we put together comes from scratch." Former Jerseyville Fire Chief Alan Gowen was one of those who retired from the first responder group in 2020, and he'll be missed by those who worked with him. Riverbender.com has begun a series of first responder profiles with Gowen, who retired after 33 years of service. Jerry New, the QEM Fire Protection District Chief, said that we salute Gowen for his dedication, the many sacrifices, endless hours, and sometimes lack of a simple thank you for what you've done for the city of Jerseyville. Customer service has always been a simple yet very important part of the retail business. Good service and treating customers right can oftentimes be the difference in whether or not a business thrives, especially in the long run. In the case of Kinzel's Flower Shop on East 5th Street in downtown Alton, they've taken customer service to a very serious level. Perhaps the best example of the shop's kindness and generosity occurred recently during the holidays and COVID-19 pandemic. The story told to Riverbender.com was one where a customer recently visited the flower shop to buy a bundle of sunflowers. The shop didn't carry them, but agreed to order them for her. When the customer returned to pick them up, the shop had wrapped them in beautiful bouquets. When the customer went to pay for the order, she was told that the bouquets were on the house. More on this story and Kinzel's Flower Shop can be found online at riverbender.com. The Alton River Dragons announced the signing of two future Missouri State Bears over the weekend. Caden Joggerst of O'Fallon, Illinois, and Parker Johnson of Breeze, Illinois, both right-handed pitchers, plan to join the River Dragons for their inaugural 2021 season. This newscast was made possible by Munganest Alton Toyota. We work on all makes and models. Toyota makes the cars. Munganest makes the difference. Riverbender.com. Your number one source for everything local.